Hi, and welcome back to a new episode of the Women's Strength Society show. We are talking today about all things cardio. And I think the biggest question is, how much cardio should I do? Yannick.
How much cardio should I do for what?
That's a great question.
It's always the question, like, what do you want to achieve with the things you are doing? And in that case, what do you want to achieve with cardio?
Let's say, I think most people think cardio as a fat loss tool, mm-hmm. like seeing cardio as a fat loss tool. So how much cardio should I do to get shredded for next summer would be one question. So how much?
Yeah. So based on experience, the very standard answer is anywhere from 90 to 120 minutes of cardio, low intensity, is going to be a good thing in
a
fat loss phase per week. But that's obviously very broad and generalized answer. I think this is a good place to start, but then we also have to define what kind of cardio, and this is super important. Because when you do cardio training, there are different intensities, and it goes from just walking, it's almost like a form of cardio, all the way up to the max effort sprint that you can only hold for like 15 seconds, 10 seconds. And you have everything in between. And depending on the intensity of the activity you're doing, your body has to work in different ways, and it's going to have a different impact on your body. So it's going to have a different effect on, are you going to lose fat? Are you going to keep your muscle? Or are you just going to be super hungry afterwards? And are you going to look a bit watery and puffy because you have more water retention, because the intensity is not appropriate, or the intensity and the volume is not appropriate?
So it's not just, I cannot just like go for a run or go on the treadmill and do whatever I want to, just do it long enough.
Yeah, don't do that. So a lot of people just think about burning calories. This is like, hey, I'm doing cardio, so I'm going to burn more calories. And it's the wrong way to look at it. So what you want to do with cardio is actually reprogram, quote unquote, reprogram your metabolism and how your body is working. And this is something that goes both long term but also short term. So when we look at the different intensities, we have like low intensity, very low intensity cardio, then low intensity, then mid range, like mid intensity, then high intensity, which is like the high intensity interval training kind of stuff. And then you also have sprint interval training. That's the highest intensity. And the higher you go in intensity, the more calories you are going to burn per time unit. So for example, if you go very hard for 1 hour, then you are going to burn more calories than if you go at a lower intensity for 1 hour. The problem is when you go very hard, then you are also going to create a lot of fatigue, and it's going to have a very, very high cost as far as recovery goes. The problem with a lot of people that we see is that they don't have the base. They are not fit in terms of low intensity cardio. And as soon as they start moving, then their heart rate goes very, very high or quite high, and they find themselves in that mid-range intensity where you burn quite a lot of calories. So if the goal is just like, hey, I want to burn as much as possible in 1 hour, then it's a good thing or it's the right thing to do. But you're going to have problems down the line because it's going to increase a lot of hunger. So it's going to create craving. It's going to tax a lot for your recovery. So you're not going to recover as well from your strength training, and you are not going to have the benefits that you could have from very high intensity interval training.
So when we're coming back to fat loss specific cardio, yeah, because we started with that before we're going into like cardio and muscle gains and maintaining your physique, but fat loss specific, what would you recommend someone to start with? Like, which zone should this person train in, for how long?
Yeah. So I'm going to give two answers to that. The first one is, if your recovery is not the best, or you are a bit short on sleep because you have obligations for work, for family and that kind of stuff, then I would use cardio not as a tool to try and increase your output and burn more calories. I would just use it to try and decrease stress and decrease inflammation. And you want to be in the compensatory zone. So it's going to be just a bit more than when you do steps. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it's going to be around 100 BPM. So beat per minute as far as heart rate goes. This is something that you can do on the treadmill with a slight incline. And most of the time, it's going to be enough. And what's going to happen there is you're going to your body is going to break down stress, inflammation, cortisol, that kind of stuff. So it's going to improve your recovery. And sure, you also burn a bit more calories than if you do nothing or just go for a normal walk. But the primary goal is to do that as a mean to improve recovery. And when you do this, ideally you do it for like 20 minutes. Up to 30 minutes, maybe, not much more. And you can do this. It's like a time budget question.
Yeah.
So ideally you do it like 2-3 times per week. But if you could do more than that, at the end of the day, to just like calm yourself down and bring stress level down, it's a very good thing to do.
And I think most people find that kind of cardio quite boring, because when we think about cardio, or when I think about cardio, I like see myself like running down the streets.
Down, 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 down.
Exactly, exactly. And so when I would be like, hey, I will start to do cardio now, I would think of like going out for a run, but that would probably be without having the base build up first, would put me in a too high heart rate zone.
Yeah.
To really like get the benefits out of it. So I would add more fatigue than needed. Although I would burn maybe more calories. Yeah. But especially in a fat loss phase, it wouldn't help me that much, because it would backfire not having the recovery capacity.
Yeah, so let's go there, because that was like the second part of my answer.
Okay, yeah.
So the first one is use cardio as a mean to reduce stress and improve recovery, and do this like 2-3 times a week, maybe 4 times a week, up to 30 minutes max, and then you're done. Then if you have a bit more capacity, and if your recovery is quite good, then you can also be a bit more ambitious with your cardio and increase the intensity and increase the volume a bit. And this is going to help you burn a bit more calories. And still, you don't want the intensity to be too high. So most of the time, we talk about like zone one, zone two cardio in that case. To get you started, you can start around like 150 beat per minute as far as heart rate goes.
150?
115.
Okay.
Yeah, 115, 120, or you can also say like, hey, I'm going to do 160 minus my age.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that works. And there you can do a bit longer sessions. But then I wouldn't want to do it like more often than maybe twice a week. Yeah. So you can go for 45 minutes, 1 hour. Maybe if you've already a bit of cardio base, and this is something you've trained in the past, then go up to 90 minutes, but not more.
Mm.
And this is where you have to be a bit careful, because you can burn a lot of calories in that time. And for most women, it's going to be between anywhere between like 300 to maybe 1,000 calories. Mm. So if you go for 45 minutes up to 90 minutes, then you can really burn 1,000 calories, especially if you're a bit fit and you've trained. And this is something that you have to take into account in your calorie calorie budget. If you just overdo it, then you are going to create like a massive deficit, and it's going to create problem either to stick to your plan as far as nutrition goes, or your body is going to start to downregulate some systems, mm-hmm. Because it's not going to want to get rid of body fat, but it's going to just decrease the energy expenditure that you are using for other system, like your digestion, mm-hmm. like your sleep, like your motivation and drive. It's just going to go down, so that you burn less calorie and that the deficit is going to be smaller.
So always have a look at how your body reacts. I mean, this is what we are doing with our clients when they're going through a fat loss phase, and we are programming cardio. That's why we have the check-ins, weekly check-ins, so that we can see how is digestion, sleep, motivation, energy levels, mood. How are these things like progressing? And then based on that, we would adjust the cardio for the week, maybe decrease it, or we can increase it or change the intensity a bit. Yeah.
I think like the biggest one for fat loss in a fat loss phase is going to be hunger management.
Yeah.
Because
you can definitely overdo it even with steps. There is like one, and that would be like zone one cardio.
Yeah, maybe not even zone zero.
Maybe not even, but if you're walking a bit faster, we have a lot of women who have already like a higher heart rate even when they're walking. Mm-hmm. So they will probably be in zone one. And when they're doing like 15, 20K steps, that can cause huge cravings.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I saw that with me, like last week we walked a lot more. Your mom was here. And so we did more steps and I definitely felt more hungry.
This is something that people like stop thinking about, because it's always like, hey, the more the better. Yeah. Like the more I burn, the better. But it's not the case, because the energy that you need to be moving and to be training has to come from somewhere. And this is going to increase stress hormones so that your body can have access to that energy. And the problem is always that those stress hormones, so-called stress hormones, they also have like a catabolic effect on your muscles. So your muscles are going to be broken down so that you can create glucose and energy out of it. And this is not something that you want to be doing. Otherwise, you are not going to look toned after you've lost the weight.
Yeah. So yesterday I had a call with the woman who was interested in the coaching. Mm-hmm. And she said, like, every time I'm losing weight, I'm losing my muscles too.
Yeah.
And she's like training crazy often. Like she's doing 5 to 6 strength sessions a week. She's also running, I think it was 1 to 2 times a week. And then she's also doing a lot of steps. And this is exactly what can happen if you like overdo it. Your body will not thank you, and you will actually look worse or more like skinny fat. Mm-hmm. So you will lose maybe some weight, and she's already quite thin. So she has maybe like 9 pounds to lose.
Yeah.
Which is not like a lot. It's just like the little bit, the rest. But she wants to look like toned and defined. Mm.
I think in that situation, very often it's a problem of not fueling enough, and
100%.
And this is what's holding you back. It's not even like being in a calorie deficit and that kind of stuff. It's just like fueling your performance. Because the output, when you do a lot of cardio on top of strength training, the output is very high, and then your body has to be able to sustain that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And What happens in a lot of situation also is you are not able to push the intensity as high as you could or should in that specific situation. So when we look at the different intensities, we've talked about like compensation, then zone one, zone two, where you really build your aerobic base. And then the higher you go, the more you are going to work anaerobically. It means that you create energy without oxygen. And what you want to have is actually, you want to have access to very, very high intensity. This is something that's actually quite good to help you really lose body fat. But it's super, super intense, and it's not something that you can do a lot of. And if you're already training a lot, doing a lot of steps, but you're also under fueling, then your body is just going to pull the brakes. It's not going to allow you to have that kind of high intensity. And it means that you get stuck in the zone where you burn a lot of calories, you burn a lot of carbs, but you don't produce a lot of lactate, which is the byproduct of burning energy without oxygen. And this is something that you want to have that's going to be very good for body composition and for your look.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that you get when you're at a very high intensity.
Yeah.
And if you're not fueled properly, then you're just not going to be able to get there.
Yeah. So in a fat loss phase, it definitely makes sense to have a look at meal timing.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that the sessions are fueled properly. I think this is something highly overlooked, because we only think about, hey, I need to train,
yeah,
and then I need to hit my deficit macros. Calories,
yeah.
And like that's it. And then you don't look at like, how can I actually fuel my training sessions so that I'm getting the most out of my training while still being in the deficit, so that I look better and not lose all the muscle mass.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to talk now about how that actually looks like when we are not in a fat loss phase,
mm-hmm.
and we are moving more into either a maintenance phase or a building phase where we are like, where we definitely have enough calories coming in,
mm-hmm.
to fuel our training sessions.
Yeah. Then what is the question? Like, how much cardio do you do? And then the question is always like, do you do for what?
Do you do for what? So once, like how much cardio to do, but then also when we are talking about body composition, so we want to create the best physique we have, or we want to maintain what we have built.
Mm-hmm.
How much cardio do I need to do to maintain a great physique?
Yeah.
Which looks like good in shape all year round. How much of it?
So I think the answer is going to be quite similar to the fat loss phase actually. So the first one, the first step I'd always go is like making sure that the recovery is enough and that cardio is going to support recovery. So that the first step is going to be, hey, do 2, 3, 4 times per week. Sorry about that. 2, 3, 4 times per week, up to 30 minutes of very low intensity cardio just to compensate for your training so that the recovery is going to get better. Once this is not a problem and you are getting used to it, then you can go a step further and say, hey, I'm going to do low intensity cardio. And this is going to help build that aerobic base. So it means that for the same training intensity, you are going to be able to use more oxygen, which is good because then you are going to be able to recover better from the training session. And so this is the same rough guidelines as I said before, like up to 90 minutes, maybe in a building phase where you have a lot of calories coming in, or maintenance phase, then you can fuel those sessions a bit more and then you can make them last a bit longer, mm-hmm. as well. So 2 or even 3 hours, because you build endurance and this aerobic engine by going for a long time. Mm-hmm. Don't start right away with 3 hours, just to make that clear. and really make sure that you stay within that range of maybe 115 to 120 bits per minute. So this is going to vary quite a lot from person to person. So for me, it's a bit lower. For Dragana, it's a bit higher. There's a big genetic component there, but this is like a rough ballpark that should be okay for most people. And then what I would do on top of that is to introduce some higher intensity. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I would really go for like high intensity and sprint, because this is going to help you develop the top end, like the very end of the anaerobic metabolism, so where you don't use a lot of oxygen when you are exercising. And this is something that is going to help you improve your body composition even when you have a lot of calories coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And for this, I would do it once, maybe twice a week, but not more for most people. More than that is going to be overkill. And it's actually the volume that you need for that is actually quite low. So most of the time when I program this for people, we start with like maybe four intervals,
mm-hmm.
3 to 5 intervals. And that's the training session. That's the cardio session. So you do warm up before and then maybe a small cool down afterwards. But we do 3 to 5 intervals. And we go most of the time we start with like 20 seconds and go up to 90 seconds, sometimes 2 minutes, so 120 seconds for one interval, and with the rest in between of 100 seconds up to 4 minutes. So to really make sure that we are recovered in between and that we can really go full on with intensity and really try to sustain that max effort.
So are you saying that it's good to spend some time on like developing the zone 1, zone 2 cardio heart rate zone? And then on top of that, the very high intensity zone, but the zones in between are not that important?
So when it comes to body composition, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Like exactly what you said. The zone in between, it's most of the time something that is more specific to sports,
mm-hmm.
and to competition and like endurance sports. Because even if you do like team sports, most of the time you are going to have like short sprints, maybe longer. Like if you picture soccer, for example, football, then you are going to, on average, the sprint is maybe, I think it's 17 meters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5 to 10 second sprint. And maybe you are going to have sprints where you go for, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds when you have to cross like the whole field. And this happens a few times during a game. But you don't have like, you run for half an hour at exactly the same pace and you try to cover as much distance, or most of the time is you have a distance that you try to cover in as fast as possible, but then you do a 5K, 10K, half marathon, then it's going to be the same pace with a high intensity for a long time.
Mm.
And this is very specific to the sport of running or cycling.
Yeah.
And if the main goal is body composition, then I would just use like the very high-end intensity of sprints and HIIT training, and then the lower end to build the capacity. And it's going to help you recover better from this high-intensity session.
Yeah. And what we have seen, especially the last couple of months, the women joining us, is that a lot of them, most of them, are training in these like mid zones. So they don't do really the high intensity stuff properly fueled. So
yeah.
When they would do it, they will not fuel it, or they are not doing it at all. And then on the other side, the zone one, zone two cardio is non-existing. So yeah. They either don't do it because for them it's like they feel like not doing enough and it's not like intense enough, although it's actually what they really, really need.
And it's boring.
Yeah, it's like very slow.
Yeah.
And so they skip that and they think by just going faster, it would be better. But they end up in this in-between level of suck zone for their body composition.
Yeah, yeah.
Because most of them are not training for like sports specific. We don't coach marathon runners.
Nope.
Currently not. Or triathletes. Or so most women want to have a better body composition. So they end up training in this middle zone, which doesn't give them the benefits they could have for their time they invest.
And I think this really comes from thinking that burning a lot of calories with your training is the right way to go to improve your body composition.
Yeah.
And it's just like the wrong way to look at it. And it's not that easy, and I totally understand that, because when you start, especially when you've trained quite a lot of time, in that zone where you are like burning a lot of calories and that you can sustain for quite a while, then it really takes a lot of mental effort to slow you down.
Mm-hmm.
And you really feel like you're doing absolutely nothing. Which is quite hard for, especially for as far as motivation and for the head goes. So this is something that has to be learned. But once you make the switch, then you kind of readjust, recalibrate the effort. And then when you go back to zone three type of training, then you really notice the fatigue and, mm-hmm. and the kind of effect that it has on your body. And then you are also able to go like very hard and push when you're doing high intensity training and sprint training. And then you also feel that like it's something that's totally different.
Yeah. And now I think one question that gets also asked a lot is muscles and cardio. Like, will cardio destroy my muscle gains? Will I like lose all of the muscle mass that I have? Or should I do even cardio when I'm currently trying to build muscles?
So this is first and foremost a matter of fueling. So if you fuel properly with enough protein and with enough carbs overall, but also during your session, which is super important, then the likelihood of losing muscle is not very high. And one of the reason is because to maintain muscle mass, you have to be able to have a lot of energy. And energy is a combination of how you use calories, but also how you use oxygen. And when you do cardio, then you get better at using oxygen in your body, which means you have more energy to maintain your muscle mass. So in that regard, then it's not going to be problematic. If you start to train like an endurance athlete and you have like very, very high volume of cardio training, then it's going to be difficult. But then again, if you do also strength training, then most likely you are going to maintain your muscle. And where it gets a bit interesting is when you do cardio to help improve muscle building.
Okay.
Because
let's go into that.
Yeah, like I said, so in order to be able to build muscle, which is a very energy intensive process, then one part is the calories, but one part is also the muscle and the oxygen. And when you do cardio, then you are going to use oxygen better, like I already said. And this is going to help you have more energy to create muscle. And there was a study, I think it was done last year, which was, it was almost like a small revolution because they did one phase of aerobic training and then one phase of strength training. And they had a control group, or I think it was even in the same person, and one leg was doing like cycling for 6 weeks, the other did nothing, and then they did strength training for both legs. And the one where they had done the
cycling
before, like the cardio session, they had more muscle growth afterwards, which makes sense because during the cardio session you are going to improve like capillarization, so blood vessels into the muscle. Even though in 6 weeks I'm not sure exactly how much blood vessels you are going to build, but it's also going to help you build mitochondria, so it's where energy is created in the cell. And you're just going to have like more oxygen coming to the muscle. This, and it also helps reduce inflammation. It helps get the nutrient into the muscle, so you have more glycogen. And this is going to help you push harder into your training. Yeah. So if you can push harder during your leg session and you have a higher power output because you have more oxygen coming in,
yeah,
and you have more nutrient coming in, and you recover better in between your sets because you have a better cardio, then the strength training is going to have a bigger impact.
Yeah.
And this is something that you can see in CrossFit athlete, for example. They have a very high VO2 max. So it's the maximum volume of oxygen that you can use per minute. And like, it's almost higher than some endurance athletes, which is quite crazy because they have like very high muscle mass.
Yeah.
So they have to be very, very, very efficient at using oxygen. And it just shows that you can, when it comes purely to the way you look, then having a combination of cardio training and of strength training is something that, in most cases, I think for most people, is going to be very useful.
Hybrid training.
Hybrid training. I think most people are not really, they are not really made, it's not the right word, but they don't really have the genetic makeups to do only like purely hypertrophy training. I think they are going to hit a ceiling quite fast. And there's something that's going to just limit the amount of muscle growth they could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about
that. That's all you have to say. So pro cardio.
Pro cardio, definitely.
Yeah. Because it not only helps you, it not only can help you to recover better when you are reducing inflammation, helping you to recover better, reduce stress when you are training the lower zones, but it can also help you improve your body composition, not only like in a fat loss phase to like burn calories and get shredded, but help you also with muscle growth.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
There's just like one thing to be aware of if you decide that cardio would be good for you, is not to just start like train like an endurance athlete on top of your full schedule strength training, because this is going to be a bit too much volume to handle. So at the beginning, it would be quite wise to reduce the volume of the strength training,
yeah,
so that you can do a bit more cardio. And even if we talk about like low intensity cardio, it's still going to have like a cost. You're still going to have to recover from that, and this is definitely a mistake that I've made, where I just went for it and then yeah, it created quite a lot of problems because it was just too much. I was trying to do as much volume as possible with my strength training, and where I was really testing like what's the upper limit of sets that I can do in 1 week and still recover from. And then on top of that, I was like, hey, I'm going to add some low intensity cardio because it's going to help me recover better. But I wasn't thinking about the recovery that I need for
the cardio.
And then it was just too much.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Don't do your like 5 strength training sessions and on top of that your spinning class and on top of that go for a run. Like you will most likely shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, definitely.
It needs to be structured. It rather like take a step back maybe from strength training in a sense of dropping down to 4 times a week and then do 1 cardio session a week. So you still have 5 training sessions, but not just like adding more and more and more and more without making sure that your body can actually handle that.
Yeah. Start with like the minimum and then do just a bit less than that of what you think you could handle.
Yeah,
I think
that's
quite a good way to go about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening today. If you like this episode, please hit a like, subscribe, 5-rate, 5-star review. And sharing is caring. So if you like the show, please support us by sharing it either on like social media or with friends and family.
Yeah, and especially for that one, if you know someone who who's a bit puzzled about cardio or thinks cardio is only about burning calories, then please have them listen to it, because this is it really makes a difference.